This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 711. Jay opens the IELTS door to overall 7.5.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Three Keys student Jay, who took IELTS for the first time and nailed an overall 7.5, a whole band point more than he needed. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an awesomely charming guest today, a wonderful Three Keys student who has worked very hard and seen amazing success. Jay, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Thank you. Hello, Three Keys students.
And where are you from, Jay?
I'm from Vietnam, a very small town in Vietnam.
So since you're living in a small town, it's not easy to find English around you, right?
Yeah.
So how do you manage to still improve your English? Because I think a lot of listeners out there are probably in a similar situation to you, right? Like students are asking all the time, like, if I don't have people to speak English to, how do I improve my English? So, Jay, what are some things that you can do to improve your English, even if you're in like a small town in another country?
Well, first of all, you have the internet, right? So you can access so many things on the internet. So that's what I usually do. I usually go on YouTube and watch lots of videos. And then when I turn 20 or something, I started to watch movies in English. And nice. Then last year, I started to read books in English as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I tell you, books are this common thread. Books and movies. Books and movies are a common thread to people that do well on IELTS. And that is, of course, why Jay is here. So, Jay, tell us, what were your most recent IELTS scores?
Actually, it's my first time.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I have been practicing for about 3 years now, and I've never been feeling that be ready for the test.
Jay. So you have been planning on taking IELTS for 3 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, I'm kind of perfectionist, so I never feel ready for taking the test.
So how did you know that you were ready? Like, how did you get to feel ready?
Actually, prior to the test, I was forced to take the test because I needed a 6.5. to graduate. And prior to, the test day, I was so nervous that I wanted the test center to cancel the date.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Well, if you have been thinking about this for 3 years, like that's a long time for the anxiety to build up, you've just been like sort of practicing being nervous about IELTS for years. Like that's a long time.
Yeah.
So you had to take IELTS to graduate from university?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So is that the only reason you took it? Or do you want to use these scores to continue on and go to college in another country or immigrate or something?
Well, that's the another plan that I'm thinking about. But basically the reason behind the reason why I took the test because I want to, to prove to myself that I am good enough. Yeah, that's basically the main reason. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. We've had other Three Keys students in the same boat. I'll try to find one of those episodes and link to it in the blog post, guys. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and just search J-A-Y, and you'll find this episode. Okay, so what were your scores then?
I got an 8.5 in listening. And wow. A 7.5 in reading, and a 7 in speaking, and a 6 in writing.
Okay, all right. Those are awesome scores, though. 8.5 in listening. So I guess that's due to all of your practice watching YouTube videos and movies, probably?
Well, since I'm a bookworm, so I usually listen to audiobook. Like whenever I don't have time to read books, yeah,
that's fantastic. What kind of books do you like to read, Jay?
I'm a promiscuous reader. Like I read young adult and panorama, like many types of book, many genre.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me correct you a little bit here because this is an important vocabulary point. Promiscuous actually describes a person who, sorry, this is an adult word. It describes a person who has a lot of sex. I'll just say it, that they do that in their free time a lot. So that's promiscuous. So that's a little bit different. I think what you want to say is prolific. Prolific is like very productive, right? Like you do this thing a lot. So you are a prolific reader, Jay. important vocabulary tip though. So Jay, before we talk about more about your scores in detail, what made you decide to get into Three Keys IELTS?
The reason I actually stumbled upon your website on YouTube. It was
my YouTube channel. Great.
Yeah, a Google ad. I saw it. Then I did some research on the site. And then your site offered something like anti-anxiety module, and that was what I wanted. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right. Ozzy's chiming in the background there. Okay. So you found our YouTube channel first, and then you decided to get into the course. Okay. Yeah. And so building up to the test, right? 3 years of buildup here. Did you find that once you started Three Keys IELTS, you were able to like feel a little bit more confident? Like you like finally realized like, okay, I'm going to be ready for this exam.
Totally. I mean, prior to, taking your course, I practiced a lot on reading, and I got 7.5. But when I started applying your techniques, your strategy, the score started to improve.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, awesome. Hello, lovely, lovely IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to learn the same system of strategies that helped Jay overcome anxiety and get the score he needed on his very first try, get into Three Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course or allearsenglish.com/coach for the course and Skype sessions with us. Okay, so you were already good at reading, but the reading strategies really helped you to get that score, that 7.5?
Yeah. I think it was your strategy made the reading like how do I put it? Let's say it made the readings kind of very easier and kind of make it makes me feel relaxed when
relaxed. No, I think that is the right adjective though, because when you know exactly how to find the answers and like how you're going to tackle this reading exam, because you don't have time to read every word, right? So yeah. When you do know how to do the test and how to find the answers, then you can be relaxed. That's why we always say like our strategies help you feel cool, calm, and confident. That has sort of become our new motto, I think, in Three Keys. Okay, so speaking 7, that's amazing. Do you have any secrets? Like, how did you do that?
I don't have any secret. I think I have a lot of room to improve. But I think you just need to be yourself when you enter the exam room.
Yes, totally. Yeah.
And
so I wanna, sorry to interrupt you though, but like speaking about anxiety though, like I think our listeners know, we've told our listeners before, right? How important it is to be yourself and show your personality on the speaking exam. But anxiety can really just stop that dead in its tracks, right? So, yeah. And you yourself said that you had to deal with anxiety leading up to this exam. So how did you manage to relax so you could be yourself in the speaking exam?
So what I did was I tried to talk with some people who were taking the exam as well. And then I kept repeating the mantra that I kept telling myself that everything was gonna be okay, and I'm gonna nail the test, something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get these methods from our course, from the anti-anxiety module or the Moments of Zen?
Yeah, I got this from your course.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. I just absolutely love that part of our course. I mean, you cannot find these strategies to deal with anxiety in any other IELTS system. It's so awesome. And finding speaking partners. So how did you find speaking partners?
I actually had, I only practiced speaking for like twice. Because I didn't I didn't have time to practice speaking, and I found speaking kind of hard for me because I got this social anxiety whenever so I'm such a nervous wreck.
It's all right. You know, I thank you for sharing that though, because I'm sure a lot of listeners out there are in the same boat. I think social anxiety is a lot more common today than it was in the past, of course, because we don't have as much practice being social today. We don't have to go out into the world and talk to people all the time. So this is a common thing to deal with. And I think recognizing that fact that you do deal with this and it is a challenge and still being able to get a 7 on speaking, I mean, that's amazing. So were you able to find speaking partners in our Facebook group, or what did you do?
I did. I had a one time with a girl from Malaysia. I'm not sure. I know.
Was she also a Three Keys student?
Yeah. She was a Three Keys student. She got a 7.5 as well.
Awesome. Oh, awesome. Okay. So let's get to this last score of a writing 6. Okay. So what do you think happened there?
I think The first thing I think I can think of right now is probably the nerve that got the best of me when like it was the time was too long, so like I got so nervous and then I got so exhausted.
Oh, and, okay.
And I didn't practice a lot. I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah. When I the test on my test day, I were required to compare two maps, which
oh gosh.
Yeah, I didn't know how to write about those things. Like I didn't practice a lot, so it was totally my fault.
Oh man. Okay. Well, thank you for admitting that though. There are maps are in the writing module in Three Keys though, right? But yeah. It does like the writing module is definitely it requires the most time. It's the most material to go over for the writing exam portion for sure. But yeah, like of course if you don't practice a lot, it's going to be tough to get above a 6. But at least you got what you needed though. So do that math for me. What was your overall?
I got 7.5 overall.
Overall 7.5. Oh my gosh, that's a whole band point higher than you needed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Jay. So, Jay, do you have any last words of advice for our listeners who are dealing with this difficult preparation time, probably feeling anxious and getting ready for their next IELTS exam? Do you have any advice for them, Jay?
Let's think about IELTS as a door. You try to how do I say it? Let's say it's a door, and
okay,
you just
It's okay. You got this, Jay. You got this. Keep going.
Is it a door or barrier? So you will pass it. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So you're saying that I think some people think of IELTS as a barrier, right? This thing that they're just banging their head against and they'll never get past. Yeah. And it's blocking them from their future. It's blocking them from everything that they want to achieve. Whereas a more positive way to deal with this and what you did was to think of it as simply as a door.
Yeah.
That you prepare to open and you pass through.
Yeah.
I love it. That is a beautiful metaphor, Jay. Guys, I will link to a lot of stuff that Jay talked about, some different resources that can help you guys as well. This is episode 711. Ah, I love it. Episode 711. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And of course, if you are ready to experience the same system that helped Jay get these scores that he needed beyond the scores that he needed, and also help him deal with some of that anxiety leading up to the exam, become a Three Keys student and claim your bonus as a podcast listener. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course, or allearsenglish.com/coach. And that's how you get the course and the Skype classes with me or a member of our expert team. All right, Jay, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You were fabulous. All right, Jay, have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.